Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Be aware, the disease known as trick is out there. We're back on that in just a moment.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley was created by OSU researchers and is marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from the Texas and Kansas Overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Superior Livestock's Corn Belt Classic 19 sale coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, June 14th and 15th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting 9 a.m. both days from Council Bluffs, Iowa. 72,500 head will be offered. 9 a.m. Central Time is the start time for the sale. 8:30 is when you'll be able to see Superior Sunrise. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. In the last couple of growing seasons, we've seen the disease known as trichomoniasis down somewhat, but it looks like it's up a little bit here thus far in 2017. Extension veterinary specialist Greg Hanzlicek is telling cow-calf producers you need to stay vigilant in your efforts to avoid the disease. He says it's extremely costly if it gets into your herd. He reminds us about the problems we have with trich.
It's a venereal disease, so it can only be spread during a reproductive act. Either a positive bull can give it to cows, or cows that are positive can give it to bulls. But regardless, it affects not fertility, but it actually kills the early fetus. That fetus that's 50 to 70 days of gestation, they die. And then a lot of times these cows do not cycle for a long period of time. So herds that have trichomoniasis typically will see herds that they have a lot of open cows, and then the cows that are pregnant are ones that were bred in the very late stages or the times of the breeding season. So it's a reproductive disease for sure.
Dr. Hanzlicek says it's important that you use only tested bulls on your operation to make sure they aren't going to spread trichomoniasis into your herd.
Well, we've got regulations in place that any bull 18 months of age or older is required to have a negative trich test within 60 days of when it's borrowed, sold, leased. And we know that there's some cheating going on probably out there in the state where some of these bulls are not tested before they're changing hands. So we wonder if that's contributing to this. The other great risk factor is for people that buy what we call used cows from other operations that they don't know the background. And we're not saying don't do that. People are very successful at that. But they're at a higher risk of being trich positive. And then even with the best fence, their neighbors are also at a higher risk of trich positive because we're not always going to keep bulls and cows separated between cow-calf operations.
Whether you're talking about a bull or you're talking about stock cows coming from another operation, it is worth it to adhere to the testing and monitoring. Dr. Hanzlicek says it'll pay off.
The key is to not bring it in, and our tests are good enough that they're very good tests that we can prevent from bringing it in, and then just make sure the fences are up to where they should be. And then the regulations have basically proved themselves that they're very effective. If you look at our map from 2012 and 2013, the number of counties that were positive in Kansas was huge, and now we've got it down to at least a manageable number of counties.
Extension veterinarian Dr. Greg Hanzlicek. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Checkoff-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Checkoff is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Checkoff is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by your Checkoff dollar.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.